Really different world with just the sound of his voice like he does in this classic trucking song called Giddy Up.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. Because for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was excited like when he saw his first snow. Old enough to say too many words, he just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up Go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's been me and old Giddy Up Go. I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops, and some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name, because I told them about that little boy of mine, and how his first word about the truck was Giddy Up Go. Today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat and my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy Up Go. Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him until the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, how did you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me. I shook his hand and told him that I had something I wanted him to see. I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, Giddy Up Go. Well, we had a lot of things to talk about. Buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road and me staring at a little sign that reads, Giddy Up, Go.
And the parking lot. truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night. Here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation.
Statements are set for Monday morning in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump.
The jury of 7 men and 5 women was selected from a pool of 200 New Yorkers. There's a woman in product development who said she doesn't like Trump, and a retired wealth manager who said he has no strong opinion of Trump because he's more interested in his hobbies. Ahead of opening statements, Trump's allies today echoed his claim the trial is political.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Authorities in New York City are warning that extremist groups and individuals may use the Passover holiday to commit acts of violence against Jewish communities. They add there are no specific threats. The Senate's expected to vote this week on a $95 billion package with aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The House signed off on it over the weekend. Foreigner Kool and the Gang and Cher are among the new class of inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is ABC News. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and one group is hoping to make environmental issues election issues.
The Environmental Voter Project is targeting environmentally conscious citizens, often young people and people of color, who rarely head to the polls.
And that's our biggest problem in the climate movement right now. We don't have enough voting power.
The group's founder, Nathaniel Stinnett, says they've had some success.
We've sometimes increased turnout as much as 1.8 percentage points in general elections, 3.6 points in primaries, and 5.7 points in local elections.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
Ask Donald Trump how big a deal 1.8% is in Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you.
That's ABC's Mary Ellis Parks. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign claims it's gotten enough signatures or fulfilled other steps to make the ballots in 9 states. His super PAC also says it's gotten enough signatures to get him on the ballot in 4 more states. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
My life away with Eddie Rabbit kicking off this hour of Truckin' Country.
Oh, song. You have really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth but those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them off. There'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're headed down, gotta drive the woods to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better check it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a ribbon of ice. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Tombstone every mile. When you're talking to a trucker that's been hauling goods down that stretch of road in Maine they call the Haynesville Woods, he'll tell you that dying and going down below won't be half as bad as driving on that road of ice and snow. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them off. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
Everybody, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, this is Josh Turner.
Hi, this is Daryl Worley.
I'm Lee Bryce, and you're listening to Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' at the old home filler up.
A lookin' for Mavis. South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis. I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on
a
truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave tranny spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up.
It never closes.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. She says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us that. Sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hold him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the trucking cafe.
There's something about the way that he delivers those words. I mean, he just sounds bored almost. And it comes off as really funny. All of his songs. And, of course, the title doesn't hurt either. The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking Cafe. That's by C.W. McCall. Boy, what a voice. Dick Curless in A Tombstone Every Mile. And that reminds me, I looked up some of the most dangerous roads in the country. And one of them is a stretch of U.S. Route 550 in southwestern Colorado, often called the Million Dollar Highway, right in the backbone of the Rocky Mountains, which has steep cliffs, hairpin turns, no guardrails, and throw in some harsh Colorado weather and an occasional rock slide, and you have one of the most dangerous roads in the country. I'm sure truckers love that one. But I'll bet there's nothing like driving in Alaska, and I'm hooked on that TV show called Highway Through Hell, following local heavy recovery tow trucks to some of the iciest, steepest, snow-filled roads in remote locations where truckers fell victim to brutal roads and weather conditions. It's a fascinating show. I can't turn it off. But I can turn this on, and here comes Ronnie Millsap on our feature of Truckin' Country.
Prisoner of the highway, prisoner by the freedom of the road. tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son, he drew the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, a federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than all that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine that quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
That's really how NASCAR got its start. Guys driving an illegal hooch in cars and trucks that were modified specifically to outrun the law. And eventually a lot of those guys drove on the legal tracks that would eventually become NASCAR. Coming up, we've got Joe Stampley on the way on our feature of Truckin' Country.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. And now try Babbel for free by texting radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brand new country.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Love this guy. He had such a soulful, powerful voice, and he was fun on stage, and he would often bring folks from the audience with him on stage. I'm talking about Joe Stampley, and one time he brought me up. I was the MC for a show in Denver, and the day of his performance, the Mile High City got a snowstorm that dumped 26 inches of snow, but instead of canceling, he told the promoter he would sing for whoever showed up. There were 26 of us. But he was game and came out and told the folks who were there that if they could brave coming through a storm like that to see a show, well, by golly, he was going to put one on. And he brought me up to sing this song called Roll On, Big Mama. Here comes Joe Stampley and more of our feature of Truckin' Country.
Roll on, Big Mama.
can to another place and time. It's Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
The old smell of corn wakes me every morn. I drive to the still for a 20-gallon fill. Lord, I hate to get dressed. You don't get a lot of rest when you're running the White Lightning Express. Well, I built a tricky little bumper on the back of my car, and it came in handy one day. The federal boys locked your bumpers with me. I pushed a little button and I got away. Where the one stayed dry and the other one wet, I'm gonna end up to be a millionaire yet. That is if I don't meet my death from running the White Lightning Express.
Up, or I can
wrote almost every song, almost every hit song he ever had. He wrote and wrote most of them by himself, not even with a co-writer. He's something else. Alan Jackson, very clever song called Country Boy with Roy Dresky, White Lightning Express, Blake Shelton with Boys Round Here on our feature of Truckin' Country.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 29. Chance of rain on Monday, otherwise breezy and a high of 62. Showers and storms possible Monday night with a low around 38. Rain and snow possible Tuesday, then maybe some thunder in the afternoon, a high near 52. Currently 33 degrees.
First job at a big-time radio station was hosting the all-night trucking show. They called it the I-71 show. That was the dial location for KERE in Denver, Colorado. And I had a CB radio in the studio where truckers could ask for songs, and I think I played darn near every trucking song ever recorded. But this one was one of our most requested, and after a million spins at least, and I only slightly exaggerate, I still love it. Here comes Red Sovine and Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Pop drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part you couldn't handle was being alone. I guess you needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were all right. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Graveyard, Papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night of death. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against a bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. And he was shifting gears. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good mother, jealous guy. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen. We'll be right back.
country classics.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Trucker's got a story, and I think they would tell you that that one's not too far-fetched if you've ever driven on that road. Real place, Wolf Creek Pass, bashing into a feed store, downtown Pagosa Springs. C.W. McCall, Garth Brooks, Papa Love Mama, and we got Alabama coming up on our feature of Truckin' Country.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it
meant to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off.